And it says, as the Bible speaks about hereafter, and your comments in relation to the Quran, that's a talk for an hour. Because the Bible tells something that very few Christians are aware of, which is the same thing about the hereafter and the Quran. But you will find very few Christians aware of that fact. And when you challenge them with it, that the Bible says nothing such about what happens to you when you die, it doesn't matter. They still won't believe. They will choose to believe what the church teaches, which is that when you die, there's something that flies away and lives with God and so on. And the Bible doesn't say that at all. It says when somebody dies, he sleeps in death. And where is he? When he says he's in the grave, that's where he is. The only thing that flew away from him was what it was that made him alive. That's not him. That's not a human that he somehow flies away from his body. The ruh is the spirit that makes the difference between the dead man and the alive man. And when he treats the dead man, the ruh is gone. And he's in the grave. And the same word in Hebrew and Arabic, ruh, which means the force, whatever it is that moves man. Quran says, this is what brought man to life, but he was given a ruh, and he changed him from just being a lump of chemicals into now he's a man. When he died, that's lost. They're pulling the plug on your radio, and now you can get any more sound out of it, whatever it is. The Bible makes it very clear. They say that all the men who died, they're sleeping. Someday, they will raise up. Come up out of the grave. What most Christians believe is no, the earth is going to be destroyed and all will live in heaven. But the Bible says, and the Quran says, that what happens to the judgment day, it says the earth is going to be changed into a different earth, and the heaven into a different heaven. There's going to be some kind of a reforming of the world as we know. But there is not the kind of a nirvana or whatever it is, where the Christian says he spends the rest of eternity sitting on clouds looking at God and being very happy. But no activity. But the Quran is saying that people are going to know one another. Talking to the glimpses of the hereafter, one man is going to know another man and say, hey, you remember such and such, a man that almost led me astray, and so on. This is people sitting down on something and talking and eating fruit. That's a whole different story than being often floating on a cloud in some kind of a disembodied beast. In any case, the Bible says the same thing, that most Christians don't believe it.